Z100.
Every year, New York City proves it truly is the culinary capital of the world with the New York City Wine and Food Festival presented by Capital One this year. It's going on October 11th through the 14th. So many events. I want to talk about these events. It's great date night. It's a great night to bring your friends out, like 6 or 8 of you come out.
Yeah.
We'll get into the events in a second, but of course, the mastermind behind it all, with a lot of help from a lot of people, Lee Schrager is here. Hi, Lee.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good to be here.
I salivate every time Lee comes around.
I salivate when I sit next to you two, Ellis.
Oh, my God. More on that later. Yeah. You know, Lee Schrager, if you follow him on Instagram, and we'll give out his Instagram in a second, just looking at his Instagram photos.
Yeah.
Salivate. It's all about spit.
He brought in these cakes today, and I'm like, oh my, they're so beautiful, you don't even want to eat them. They're perfection.
This is perfection on a plate. It's from Flower Shop, and they are the Instagram sensation. I have never had one, just so you know.
You're about to.
But I have followed them on Instagram, and I can't walk in here empty-handed giving out Xanax.
So, Lee, of course, not only does he bring us the New York City Wine and Food Festival every year, he also brings us the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. So by the end of the year, he needs to take a nap.
Totally.
And all of the events. How many events will be here at New York's Wine and Food Festival?
Just over 100.
Okay. And Lee goes to almost each and every event in 5 days.
That's true. I mean, I try to, you know, my philosophy is you can't ask chefs to participate, leave their restaurant, fly in from Israel or Thailand, and not go say hello to them. So right. I really make an effort to try to see every chef who's participating.
Now, wait, do you eat something at every one as well?
Do I look like I eat something at every
one? No.
You know, it's funny. Once it starts, you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
You kind of just keep going.
Well, so last year, Lee invited me to be one of the judges at the Burger Bash. And so they said, just sit down. You have to just taste all these burgers, and whatever burger you like best, you vote. That's the best burger. Right. How many burgers did I eat?
34. but who's counting?
After a while, they don't all start to taste the same?
No.
They don't. It was delicious. So I had to eat a piece of 34 different burgers.
And who won?
Oh, I tell you what. The French restaurant.
Le Ravage.
Yes, Le Ravage.
Oh, it was a French onion. They put French, like Knorr's French onion soup mix into the burger. So it's like
it's
a French, and it's like with Gruyere cheese on top on an English muffin. Do I remember right?
It was fantastic.
That
it's
a great,
but they had burgers from every place, and we ate all of them, to be fair. Mm. And that was an amazing event. Now they're doing it again this year. The Burger Bash is happening.
Friday night, October 11th, hosted by Rachel Ray, and Neil Patrick Harris and David Burka and their Broadway friends are judging it for us this year.
Huh.
Some of the other events this year, the Hair of the Dog Brunch with Anna Burrell, Anne Burrell, we love her. She's the fun chef that has the hair in the air.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like a great, like you have a hangover, come to the brunch.
Right. She looks like Guy Fieri's sister. That's how people know her.
Wow. What a nice thing to say. My girlfriend Katie Lee is hosting a yappy hour.
The newly married Katie Lee.
So you can bring your dogs out and have a happy hour with her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's bring out the big guns. Giada De Laurentiis and Alex Gorshelli and Katie Lee and Rachel Ray and friends. They're hosting Supper is Served. What is that event this year?
Supper is Served is an evening celebrating women in and out of the kitchen. So we are partnering with Tarana Burke, the founder of the Me Too organization, and the evening is focused on women. You know, great. We have every great name from the network and the culinary world participating. So, as you said, Rachel Ray, Giada De Laurentiis, Alex Gorshelli, Anne Burrell, you name it, 30 women doing supper up on the rooftop of Pier 92 on Thursday night. We have Martina McBride performing, Natasha Bedingfield performing, and a lot of special guests, you know, all saluting women in and out of the kitchen.
You see, it's more than just a bunch of food events.
Yes.
Every event at the New York City Wine and Food Festival has meaning, has structure,
it's
has focus.
So
I love that. By the way, before I get listing more here, what is an evening out at one of these all about? Or if you go to an afternoon event, I get some friends together. Okay, buy 4 tickets. We all show up at the event hosted by Elvis Duran and Rosanna Scotto.
Who's that?
That's going to be a dog.
Chelsea. Okay, let me tell you, Chelsea Night Market is fantastic because you go to Chelsea Market with all the incredible food vendors. It's almost impossible to get through there because there are so many tourists there.
Yeah.
We're closing it down just for our event that night.
Wow. Yep, we're closing it down. They seldom do it. We have not been there in 4 years, and every vendor in the market will be open. Wine, spirits, 45 different restaurants, and of course, hosted by two of my best friends, Elvis and Rosanna Scotto.
There you go. You can also learn at some of these at these events. The cake decorating masterclass with our own flower shop's Amira Kassem.
Yep.
Now, this is one of her cakes here.
Yeah, so you'll go to the master classes are very small, about 24 people. You will actually go home with your own flower shop cake. So you will leave the class that day having made your own cake.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. First time she's ever done it.
Wow. I'm going to give you the web address in a second. Go online and start buying these tickets now. And like I said, buy in bulk for maybe, not just two of you, four of you, six of you, because these events are most fun when you're with a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that's happening this year at the New York City Wine and Food Festival that Alex and I are hosting the same event in South Beach next year is the Drag Brunch.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who's hosting here in New York?
The Countess Luann. Who else? You weren't available, so we got, you know, your kind of counterpart. We thought the Countess would be a perfect fill-in for you.
Okay, so talk about what the Drag Brunch will be all about.
Drag queens. Imagine the ultimate drag queen, Countess Luann, and, right. You know, a dozen drag queens performing, and while you're eating brunch, what could be better than, you know, drag queens Luann and lots of Bloody Marys on a Saturday morning?
I love it.
You know, all these chefs hosting all these big parties, this is like a one-time event where you can actually get up close and personal and speak with your favorite chefs from TV and from your favorite cookbooks. And that's another magical thing about this. It really is.
Well, there's 457 participating chefs. Plus, if you check back with us next Thursday, we are going to be adding on one of the biggest names, not just in the industry, but in the fashion world, culinary world, to the festival. It's a special VIP edition that we'll be announcing really next week.
Chef Boyardee, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Chef Boyardee and Aunt Jemima.
That's exactly it.
The
we're bringing back
exactly.
Duncan Hines is coming.
Yes, big add on next week.
Yeah. And it says here that the festival has raised more than $11 million to date to help fight hunger.
We benefit the Food Bank for New York, which I am a proud board member of, and No Kid Hungry, two great hunger organizations.
That's awesome.
You know, and just as I always like to say, this is a party with a purpose. We'll raise over $1 million to fight hunger here in New York City. One out of five kids in this city goes to bed hungry every single night. So although our tickets are not expensive, you'll have a great time, and it's a great cause.
What is it about food that has our attention? I mean, there's nothing more odd to me than meeting someone who just sits down to eat just to get full and walk away from the table. There's something about food that is different. There's a connection with friends and family that we get from that experience.
Well, it brings us together. Mm-hmm. I mean, food is the common denominator that we all share. I mean, not everyone's into fashion. Not everyone's into the arts. Not everyone's into photography. Everybody eats. Supermodels, you name it. Every happy or sad occasion in your life took place over or around a meal.
That is true. After someone passes, what do you go to the repass?
Absolutely.
You go to a restaurant, right.
And what do you do in the morning? You talk about where you went last night. We used to say that chefs have become the rock stars, but now today, rock stars have become the chefs.
Gosh, thank God we have good friends. That's why I've got big man boobs. All right. So in closing, I'm telling you right now, I want you to go online and buy tickets for your friends, and these are great gifts, by the way, for birthdays, whatever. It's the 11th annual Food Network and Cooking Channel New York City Wine and Food Festival taking place October 11th through 14th. If you're listening to us in Des Moines, if you're out in California,
in
Oregon, there's another reason to come in those days to New York City. Now, the website, it's got 17 letters in it. Where is it?
www.nyc. WFF.org.
Oh my
New York City Wine and Food Festival.org.
We got to find a better website.
Don't you think? I know.
Okay, so it's NYCWFF.org. Tell you what, to make it easy for you, we'll put that link on ElvisDuran.com. You can remember that. So go there and you can link over. Get your tickets now for all of these things. And keep in mind, we want to make sure no kids go hungry. The Food Bank from New York City. And wherever you live, there's someone in your town who's doing something to stop hunger in your area. Do a Google and find out what's going on. So it's New York City Wine Food Festival, the 11th annual, October 11th through 14th. Go to ElvisDuran.com and link over. Get your tickets today.
We will see you there.
I love you, Lee.
Thanks, Elvis.
Let's
Thanks
eat some cake.
Yeah.